The federal government is facing its first test to prosecute Australians who support any armed group in Syria. For at least some of the past 3 months, the former soldier and Northern Territory Labour Party official, Matthew Gardner, was believed to have been in Syria, fighting on the side of Kurdish forces against the so-called Islamic State. When Mr. Gardner flew into Darwin yesterday morning, he was briefly detained and held for interview by the Australian Federal Police. Peter Lloyd reports.
Until Sunday morning, Matthew Gardner was a missing citizen with a lot of explaining to do. Now that he's back, the authorities want to know where he's been for the past 90 days or so. Senior Counsel Brett Walker is the former watchdog of Australia's national security laws. I asked the prominent barrister how the Federal Police investigation of a possible breach of the Foreign Fighters Law might have unfolded at Darwin Airport.
Well, I imagine they were inviting him to tell them what he's been doing. As a criminal advocate, I think cynically they were probably seeing whether he would make any admissions.
This is the sound of battle on a video uploaded on the website of the armed wing of the Kurdish Democratic Union Party, which is fighting Islamic State forces in northern Syria. This is the group that Matthew Gardner is understood to have been fighting for. Its biggest and bloodiest fight so far has been the defence of the border city of Kobane. In the same period that Matthew Gardner's been outside Australia, the group's website also points to fighting in other places in the north of Syria. There are photographs too, but none appear to show Matthew Gardner. A separate Facebook page for the Kurdish forces does show the face of another Australian, Ashley Johnson, a recruit who died in battle against Islamic State back in February. It was only last Thursday that a funeral service for Mr. Johnson took place, and a videotape complete with eulogising in Kurdish now sits on the same Facebook page. Since the start of last year, the Kurdish have been in a number of military alliances against the Sunni militants that call itself Islamic State. It was the US-led coalition airstrikes that helped the Kurds defeat the siege of Kobane, though with untold and heavy losses on both sides. So if the federal government does decide that Matthew Gardner was with the Kurds, it faces the dilemma of prosecuting an Australian civilian for fighting against Islamic State, the very group that the RAAF has been bombing. Under the Foreign Fighter Law, the Federal Attorney General, Senator George Brandis, has the authority to kill off the case, should it get to the point where charges are recommended. Brett Walker, SC, again.
Well, they're going to have to show, in effect, that he was doing something prohibited in a place where it's prohibited to do it. Now, partly that's going to be assisted by some of the declarations that the law permits to be made about places and the effective governmental control in relation to those places. But still, they're going to have to show that he was doing and with the appropriate intention, attempting to do things which fall within the prohibited category. And that's not very straightforward unless you've got some reliable eyewitnesses and hearsay won't do.
That's the barrister Brett Walker, SC, ending Peter Lloyd's report.